This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear plant was once again knocked offline in the early hours of Saturday amid sustained shelling. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Russian-backed authorities say the latest shelling destroyed a key power line and penetrated deep into Zaporizhia, an official adding the facility has now switched to servicing its own needs. Late on Friday evening, the same authorities said the plant had been under fire for about 2 hours, blaming Ukrainian forces in the latest of a series of similar claims. In Zoya, a small village 12 miles away, residents said they could hear the sound of explosions in the area, one saying, "It's not the shelling that scares us most, but the risk of a radioactive leak." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Afghanistan, officials say an unexploded shell detonated inside a school in the southern part of the country on Saturday, killing 4 children and injuring 3 others. Police in Helmand province said the explosion took place after the children discovered the unexploded shell and brought it inside to play. The children were ages 7 to 14. Children in Afghanistan often collect scrap metal to sell to support their families. Many are killed or maimed when they come across unexploded ordnance. Somali officials and residents say al-Shabaab militants shot and killed at least 21 travelers in the country's central region of Hiran on Friday night. The Mahas District Commissioner told VOA the killings occurred in the outskirts of Beledweyne, a town around 300 kilometers north of Mogadishu. He said the militants ambushed the travelers in 9 vehicles before opening fire on them. From Washington, this is VOA News. Officials in Colombia say at least 7 police officers have been killed in an attack. Authorities say the officer's car hit a landmine and then gunmen launched an attack on the vehicle. The New York Times reports the youngest police officer killed in the attack in southern Colombia was 18 years old. President Gustavo Petro, a former guerrilla, posted on Twitter that the attack was, in his words, a clear act of sabotage against peace. There's been no claim of responsibility for the attack. Colombia signed a peace deal with the rebel group, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, in 2016, but that pact has not prevented a recent wave of violence. A fuel leak has ruined NASA's second shot this week at launching a moon rocket, and the next opportunity may not come until October. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, who was an astronaut, says calling off the Artemis 1 launch for the second time in a week is all part of the space program. Be ready for the scrubs.
We'll go when it's ready. We don't go until then, and especially now on a test flight.
The $4.1 billion mission is to send the capsule with test dummies atop the rocket around the moon, pushing it to the limit.
And make sure it's right before we put 4 humans up on the top of it.
The last moonwalk 50 years ago. I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of Russians filed past the open casket of Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union, on Saturday. Many said they wanted to honor his memory as a peacemaker who dismantled the totalitarianism and gave them their freedom. Gorbachev was leader of the Soviet Union from 1985 to 1991. He died on Tuesday at age 91. His body lay in state in the Grand Hall of Columns in central Moscow in the tradition of previous Soviet leaders, including Vladimir Lenin and Joseph Stalin. He was then buried at a Moscow cemetery alongside his wife, Raisa, who died in 1999. Gorbachev won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1990 for his role in helping to end the Cold War. Zimbabwe's measles outbreak has so far claimed 685 lives, according to Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health on Saturday. That's more than 4 times the number of cases reported almost a fortnight ago. Even as a nationwide vaccination program continues, the ministry said on Twitter that the country has over 6,030 confirmed cases. And once again, our top story this hour, Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear plant was knocked offline again early Saturday amid sustained shelling. Marissa Melton, VOA News.